Hello, Rory. I got your note that you placed on my car Sunday morning about any damage to my car.
Hello?
Hey, it's Roy. I left a note on your car.
Yes. I was trying to figure out, see, I walked all around my car,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't see any damage done to my car.
It's on the underside of the bumper, because I hooked up a chain to your axle, and I was trying to pull your car.
Why was you doing that?
Because I was trying to use my smartphone, and I think your car was blocking the Wi-Fi signal, so I was trying to move it, so I could have a clear signal.
You said it's on the underside of the bumper?
Yeah, the back bumper, because I hooked up a chain to your axle.
The only thing I saw was a slight duck mark to the bumper.
Well, get on the ground and look underneath. You'll see it.
Hold on a second. I'm inside right now. I'm going to go outside and take a look under. On which side? The passenger side or the driver's side?
It's right in the middle of the bumper, on the underside, underneath the bumper. Because I hooked up a chain,
okay.
And I was trying to pull your car out of the way, but it wouldn't move. You'll see in the parking lot, where the tire marks, because my tires were spinning, because it couldn't pull your car, because it was too heavy. I tried really hard, though.
I'm going out to my car right now.
Oh, thanks for the update.
He said it's right in the middle?
Yeah, underneath the bumper. You have to be on the ground to see it.
I'm on the ground.
That's hilarious. Yeah, are you wearing good clothes?
I'm not seeing any kind of damage.
Yeah.
The rear bumper?
Yeah, and to the axle, because that chain scraped up your axle a whole bunch while I was spinning my tires. I really just couldn't move your car at all. I tried as hard as I could, and it just would not move.
And you're positive it was the black Nissan?
Yeah, that's the one. It was in my way. It was blocking my Wi-Fi signal.
Sir, I'm Cross. I'm Roy's brother. I was there, too. I'm sorry to interrupt. Are you looking under the car, right? Because I can tell you right where he done it. You're on the ground?
Yeah, I'm on the ground.
Are you, like, stomach down, or are you on your back facing up on the ground?
I'm stomach down.
Okay, good. Perfect. All right, so if you...
Because you need to be stomach down to see the... Sorry.
Put your butt up, like your ass up and your face down, ass up?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. All right, now go ahead and unbuckle your pants and pull down your pants.
Is this a joke?
No, because I'm looking from behind, and I'm really liking this view. Now go ahead and unbuckle your pants and just pull them down, but keep the underwears on. Because I'm not gay or nothing.
That does not make any sense.
Now I want to see your ass. Your ass.
What? Why?
It's a nice ass. You have a nice ass.
Ugh, fuck yeah.
You don't even know me.
I do now. I know you way more than you thought I'd know me. This view that I got of you from behind.
You don't have to
stunning.
Know a man to really know that he has a good ass. A nice ass.
Stunning. Stunning view.
Is this some kind of a joke?
Does this sound like a joke?
Do we sound like we're playing games to you?
I'm just saying, I've looked all around the car, and I just got through. I live in Columbus.
Okay, so what?
What's that have to do with it?
We live in Cleveland.
Cleveland rocks.
Well, according to the caller ID, you're from Washington.
Well, guess what? It doesn't matter. It's a cell phone. It can have any area code at once.
Retard. I understand this.
Durr.
Stupid.
I'm just saying that there was no damage done to my car.
What's our area code have to do with that?
I was just calling because you'd left a note saying that you'd done some damage to my car. Is that correct?
Yeah, but I mean...
Okay.
But listen...
And I'm telling you, there was no damage done to my car.
Can you just stop parking there? Because it's blocking my Wi-Fi signal.
My car wouldn't block the Wi-Fi signal. In fact, Marsh just got Wi-Fi just recently.
Yeah, but I was parked next to you, and I couldn't access the Wi-Fi because your car was in the way.
Yeah, my car wouldn't have been blocking the Wi-Fi.
It was, too, because I was parked right next to you. Just don't park there anymore.
Look, I'm an employee at Marsh, and employees park in a certain area.
Well, park somewhere else.
Okay, where was I parked?
You know where you were parked. Like,
I know where I was parked. I'm asking you where I was parked.
Well, stop parking there and park somewhere else, asshole.
Where was I parked?
Stop being such an asshole.
I'm not. I'm just asking you. You're saying that...
You don't have to yell at me.
You know, I'm not. You left a note saying that I got damaged in my car. I even got the note in my car right now, and my co-workers saw the note also, but, including the co-manager.
But I have dyslexia, so what I wrote on the note, I meant to write, call me if you want to fight, motherfucker.
Okay, I'm hanging up now.
Why? Are you a pussy? You don't want to fight me?
No, because you've just crossed a line.
Oh, I did break one of the rules, sort of.
Dun, 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 dun.
No.
Phonelosers.org/rules.
No, you... Well, you're saying that there's damage to my car, and there was no damage. I was just being nice to return the call to tell you, calling you to let you know that there was no damage to my car.
Can you... But there is under the bumper. Can you crawl under the bumper again, ass up?
No.
Why not?
Because I've already taken a look. There's no damage, and my car would not have been blocking the Wi-Fi for you to use.
It was
Wi-Fi.
Too. Are you calling me a liar? Quit calling me a liar, motherfucker. Jerk. Jerk face.